Today, Kwarinam, 13th of May. This is Guru Deva. And our cyberspace ashram doors are open tomorrow and the next day. We go on retreat and our cyberspace doors will be closed for 2 days beginning tomorrow. But now let's talk a little bit about what people do, but cyberspace flyers should not do, which is blaming others for what's happening to them or us. When we blame somebody else for what's happening to us, we are simply denying that we know anything about karma. And most cyberspacers know all about karma and reincarnation, the existence of the all-pervasive Shiva everywhere, holding this whole universe together. But when we blame somebody else for what's happening to us, we are denying that we know about the law of karma, that we realize that everything that happens to us is created by us, thrown out into space, and has come around back to us through other people. There are three kinds of gurus in the world. Your minister, your priest, your rabbi, your imam, your swami. They're your teachers. But the first guru is the mother and father. If we turn our back on mother and father, and we don't have a swami, a rabbi, an imam, a priest, or a minister, then we go to the third guru. That is the world. We call him Sri 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 Vishva Guru Maha Maharaj, and his school is totally crowded, packed all the time with students, and he teaches, learn by your mistakes. It's kind of a situation teaching, to learn by one's mistakes. To learn in making karma and then working out karma and blaming somebody else, and then finally we realize that it was only ourselves to blame after all. Vishva Guru teaches the long way around. There are no shortcuts in his school. It's a lifetime study for some. It's a lifetime study. Vishva Guru doesn't mind if you also go to a priest, a minister, a rabbi, an imam, a swami. He also doesn't mind if you listen to your mother and father occasionally and learn by their mistakes what to do and not to do, and learn by their lessons and their successes of what to do and not to do. He's very tolerant in this respect. Why do we have three gurus? Because we're on this planet to learn. The soul is unfolding through experience and understanding the lesson we get out of the experience. But say no more right now. We'll expand on this. Not tomorrow, not day after tomorrow, but the following day when cyberspace ashrams or doors are open for all our cyber cadets. This is Guru Deva wishing you a wonderful retreat.